After my last sermon, actually a month ago now, on January the 6th, it was in part 3 of the series, a couple of brethren mentioned to me that they thought that what I'm going through right now is a bit on the heavy side. I apologize for that, and thinking back on it, I probably could have shortened it up a bit. But I was thinking about it, and I take these suggestions seriously. And so I went to the scriptures, and I was looking for some guidance on it. And I found that way back in the early church, the brethren sometimes found the Apostle Paul hard to understand. Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And verse 15, 2 Peter 3:15, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things are hard to be understood. Fair enough. Okay. But Peter, jump down to verse 17. Peter hastened to add that if the brethren persevered with Paul's writings, that their knowledge of Jesus and the very nature of God would increase. Verse 17. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked — I'm not saying that you're wicked — fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Now, I admit that I'm not 100% sure how we're supposed to grow in grace, but I do know a little about how we can grow in knowledge. The knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. One of the main ways that we can do that is to be studying God's holy written word on a daily basis. Not just reading the words of other people in Church of God magazines or on the internet or whatever. Not just listening to other people's sermons, including my own. Not just reading a chapter or two at sleepy time and saying, well, that'll do for today. And all of these are okay. There's nothing wrong with those things. The secondary activities, though. But to really grow in the knowledge of God the Father and Jesus Christ, we all need to be really digging into the scriptures ourselves and asking questions such as, what does this mean? What does that mean? What did he mean when he said that? Why did he do that? And it's true that we may not come up with all of the right answers, and perhaps never or ever in this physical life. But if we do what the Apostle Peter said there, if we steadfastly persevere and continue studying and asking these questions, we will come up with some of the right answers. And in doing so, we'll be growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and our loving Father. And if some of those questions are more difficult, and if some of those questions are a little bit harder to get our minds around than others, let's ask them anyway. Let's ask them anyway. The Apostle Paul did, and he advised the Corinthian there. He said, Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And that's, brethren, that's what I've tried to do, and that's what I intend continuing to try to do. I will not knowingly feed you with the milk of the word. Okay, the Apostle Peter did write to the spiritually immature brethren in the church. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And that's okay. But most of you brethren have been around the Church of God for many, many years. And you are no longer newborn spiritual babes. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 5, please. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. He's talking about Jesus here. Though he, Jesus, were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. I don't want my sermons to be a cause of suffering to you. But verse 9, and being made perfect, he, Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them, including us, that obey him, who obey Jesus. Called of God as high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we're not sure who wrote the book of Hebrews. Some people think it was Paul, and maybe it was, of whom we have many things to say. And these are the kind of things that I'm trying to get across to you and trying to dig into and trying to share with you, brethren. Still in verse 11. And some of them hard to be uttered. New King James Version says hard to explain. Seeing you are dull of hearing. I'm not saying that you, brethren, I'm not suggesting that any of you are dull of hearing. But please, brethren, don't ever allow yourself to become dull of hearing as those original recipients of this epistle, evidently long time church members, had become. Verse 12, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And that's interesting. And, you know, that's exactly what we all need to be doing, exercising our senses, stretching our minds and our understandings. To some extent, thinking outside the box, but still staying within the bounds of the faith once delivered to the saints, never straying from that, but stretching our minds and our understandings.